Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Bill Smith, and Bill Smith is the Vice President of the Common Council in Cohoes. So, welcome, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine, Cynthia. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. There's quite a bunch of controversies going on in Cohoes. So from a Common Council perspective, how do you see this whole thing?
Well, to be honest, I'm focused on Bill Smith and what I have to do for my constituents in the first ward. I try not to get involved in if there's any banter back and forth. I try to stay out of that. Like I said, I'm focused on my constituents and trying to get myself reelected.
That's very good. That's no. Overall, what do you think of the political situation in Cohoes? Are you disappointed? Did you see this coming? What's your view of the whole political situation that's going on?
Hey, we live in America where there's a democratic process, and everybody has a right to run for office. So mm-hmm. I think it's exciting. I think we have four good candidates out there, and I think it's going to be a tight race, tight and clean.
You do.
Open clean race.
So do you think any one of the four can pull it off?
I do. I believe all the four candidates have some good qualities and some great ideas. Obviously, with our current mayor and Sean Morris, he's done a lot for the city. There's no doubt. And for the other three to fill his footsteps, they got to come out strong and show their ideas. I'm just looking forward for them to have a debate.
Okay, so you brought up a good point. He's done a lot for the city of Cohoes. When people will be going to the polls to cast their vote, do you think they're going to have the negativity in their mind as they pull the lever, go ahead.
I'm not going to speak for the voters, for the residents of Cohoes. People need to have open mind, be open minded. The mayor's done great work. His personal stuff should be his personal stuff, and that's the way I look at it.
So, do you think that the Times Union and other media outlets have blown this all out of proportion?
As to his personal issues? Or just overall,
yeah.
I just, again, the Times Union wants to sell papers. I think they've been a little biased towards the mayor. From what I understand, they've really never saw eye to eye. From obviously
uh-huh.
the reports and everything, but put that aside. Again, he's done great things for the city, and people need to be open-minded when they go to in the primary on June 25th.
Now, as you go around, how many terms have you served as a Common Council member?
I'm ending my first term, sir, so 4 years.
Okay, so as you go around and you speak to people, what's the attitude of the people that you speak to? Are they dismayed? Are they okay? Tell us what the mood of the people in Cohoes is.
Well, I I'm just going to talk about, my constituents. And when I go out and get my signatures, it was perfectly said a few weeks ago. We're tired of defending the city. We gotta move forward. Whomever the mayor is, at the end of the year and keep the progress going. That's the bottom line.
Okay, now let me ask you this. In the event that the mayor is elected for second term, do you see all these personal issues being forwarded into a second term? In other words, does this all these scandals, do you think it will hamper him to be a more effective mayor?
I think, you know, I've known Sean a long time. He's resilient. I think his personal issues, the current, you know, situation with the FBI, if he can overcome all this, I think he comes back bigger and better.
So as you walk,
so now
your
to answer
district,
your question, I don't think it hampers.
Yeah.
I don't. If Sean's elected again, I don't think it hampers anything with the city moving forward.
So as you walk around your district and you talk to people, what are the overriding issues that most concern them?
Obviously, right now it's potholes. With the snow melting, it's garbage on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that with the springtime just around the corner that the folks get out, rake up their lawns, and pitch in to help their neighbors by cleaning up. Obviously, like I said, the snow is melting, the garbage is out there.
Okay. And that seems to be the overriding concern right now?
And again, in my ward, it is. I have the old mill homes up there. I have the lofts up there. We just want to keep the area clean. Whatever happens in City Hall, basically my folks are like, Phil, just help fill the potholes and get the lawn bags picked up and the grass cut.
Okay. Wow. So,
I'm pretty boring, Cynthia.
Boring's not bad. You know,
no, it's not.
I haven't seen your name in the paper at all. So, you know, boring's not a bad thing. So do you have a Republican opponent?
I do not. As of today, as of, you know, 10:07 a.m. Monday morning, I don't believe I do. But that can always change. You have until April 5th, I believe.
Now, do you have a Democratic primary challenger?
Again, I do not.
Oh, okay.
And I like to think of it as, because I'm doing a good job, not to pat myself on the back. So, you know, when the phone rings, when the emails come, when the text messages come, and the Facebook post-com private messages, I'm there for my constituents, and that's all we can do as council members, be there for our constituents.
Right. What made you decide to become a common council member in the first place?
Well, I sat on the school board for 5 years, and I really enjoyed that, and it was an opportunity opened when April Kennedy decided not to run again for the council seat. So I just thought it was my time, and I stepped up, and at the end of the day, I enjoy helping people. Kind of weird.
Great.
For a politician to say that, but I don't consider myself a politician. I consider myself someone that just wants to help out.
Now, over the past 4 years or throughout the mayor's term, what improvements have you seen in the city of Cohoes?
You walk down downtown Ransom Street, you know, businesses, our Canal Square, our Rockin' the Block, you know, Thursday nights in the summer, on the island, you know, the pond, you know, with the new buildings down there. It's nice to see that, you know, you walk Thursday, Friday, Saturdays down Ransom Street, you know, it's bustling. You know, when you have a parking issue, that's not a bad thing.
And you guys are beginning to have parking issues?
Well, I mean, when you go Thursday, Friday down Ransom Street and you're driving around the block 3 or 4 times, that I think that's a parking issue.
Oh, okay.
But that's not a bad thing. So, that means our businesses are thriving.
So when you have events in Cohoes, is it just people from Cohoes who come, or people from the Capital District that wind up in Cohoes and spend money in your city?
I believe it's both. Again, with our Rock in the Block series, Thursday nights, you know, June, July, and August, it's packed. You know, I'm going to, you know, with 1,500 people. They're all not Cohoesers. You know, we got one of the best, you know, concert series there is in the Capital District, and it's a nice place and friendly place to come and enjoy some music.
So your event on Thursday night, it coincides with Alive at 5 in Albany?
It does. It does. And you know what? You know, people want to go down to Alive at 5, and you got, you know, 3,000-4,000 people enjoying music when they can come to Cohoes. You know, from Saratoga, instead of going to Albany, they come to Cohoes, where it's friendlier and more family atmosphere. I think I haven't been to a Live at 5 in many years, so but I stay in Cohoes.
Now, do you think if either one of the cities decided to change the day rather than Thursdays, do you think that would be helpful for both cities?
I don't know. Again, I'm Wednesday night's another city, Tuesday night's another city. So it's kind of hard. So I think it's working for Cohoes. And I think Thursday nights is not an issue for us.
Okay. And where is your music venue?
That's down at our Canal Park. We're in the process of building a new stage. So hopefully by July it'll be, if not all the way done, close to being done. And it's going to look
uh-huh.
great.
So, you know, I know you said you had to get back to work, but in the closing moments, give a pitch for why you think the political situation should stay as it is.
Well, again, you know, people have the right to run. I know all four of the gentlemen running for mayor. I believe there'll be no mudslinging and anything like that. I think it's going to be clean. I think the debates will be lively, and hopefully they start coming off. You know, we're you know, just about 95 days to June 25th, and not much time to get out there, get more signatures, and talk to the people about the future.
Now, one quick question, and this is something I've been thinking about for a long time. You're in Cohoes, and, you know, there's a city government in Troy and a city government in Albany. So do you guys network with the city government within the Capital District?
I believe we do some shared services. I know we do it with Green Island. I know we do it with Waterville. To reach out to Albany and Troy, I believe we have a little with Troy as well. So, yeah, shared services is a great way for everybody to, you know, it's a win-win. When you can save money, you know, at one place, and why not? So we're always looking to share service. Where anybody that wants to, you know, call us, talk to the mayor. I'm sure he'll listen.
So, Bill, I know you've got to get back to work. So, I want to offer an invitation as the campaign heats up. If you would come back on from time to time to share your views.
Oh yeah, that'd be no problem. And hopefully, the only heat up it gets is the weather.
That's good. So you have been listening to Common Council member Bill Smith in Cohoes. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Bill, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Focus on Albany. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you. Bye.